In this week's parsha, Parshas Truma, there is a somewhat enigmatic medrash, as is very usual for the medrash. In Shemos Rabba, Parshas Lamedhei, the medrash says, "Haver bios bara hakadosh baruch hu ba'alamo, the many creations that Hashem created in the world, v'lo haya olam ro'ay estamash behen, and the world was not worthy to use them. V'gazan hakadosh baruch hu min ha'olam, Hashem hid them from the world." Now, as we will see, the two categories mentioned in the medrash, there are those which God hid altogether, completely removed, and those which he saved up for special occasions. An example of the first category, one that Hashem removed altogether, the Eze, what's something that Hashem completely hid away, or Rabbim Rishon, the light that's created on the first day, Jom Rav Yehuda by Rav Simon, or Shabbat Kosh Baruch Rishon, Adjum Sofo, Mabit Bo, Misofo, Amad Sofo. The light that was created on the first day was somehow so miraculously piercing, one could look from one side of the world to the other. Hashem saw the evil generation of Enosh, Vidor HaMabul, the one of the flood, Vidor HaFlaga, Shemesim Kukolim, all these generations that had bad actions. Omar Vaganta Mehen, Hashem decided to remove it from them. Shinemar, Vimnar Hashem Oram, Hashem removes from evil people their light. It's a Paskadiyav, as in different context. Vimmi Ganta, who did Hashem record it for? The Tzadikim, for Tzadikim Yolam Haba in the future. Because the first category are ones that Hashem removes altogether. And the Marishna moves on. I'm skipping a little bit. The many things that Hashem created, the world was not worthy to use them. And they really should have been put away altogether. Hashem did not remove them because of his own honor. He used them for something else. What's an example of that? Zahav, gold. The Marishna goes on to describe the wonderful properties of gold, but it continues. Really, the world is not worthy to have gold. Why is it created? In order to be used both in the Mishkan, that connects to our parsha, and in the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, the gold that lend was good, and according to the pasuk Devarim, Har Tov Zav Havanan, that the word Tov is used to describe the Beis HaMikdash. So we said in the pasuk that the gold was good, it meant using it for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, skipping again. So far we had light, we moved altogether. Gold was saved for the Mishkan. The world is not worthy to have cedar trees. Once again, it's created for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll continue the Pesukim to quote that. Now, this medrash, at first glance, could be taken as a negative comment about mankind. They're really not worthy of things like gold, we're not worthy of things like light. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu either remove them altogether or needed to create them for some reason. I think one could take the matter to a more positive view, which is not that it's only created for the Beis HaMikdash. The HaMikdash is a paradigm of how one can take things that are chol, or in our gashmi, things that are seemingly regular and physical, and make them ruchani, make them spiritual. The same way that the cedar trees and the gold were used in the Mishkan, it's not specifically just for the Mishkan. The point is that everything that we have that seems to be not inherently holy, it seems to be very physical, very gashmi, can be used in a ruchani way, but just use it in the proper way.